This is Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get into our study. We've been studying the patriarchs and Abraham being the most important. He was our patriarch. He's the father of faith. And he is the very important in God's scheme of things, and because he is the father of faith. And it was attributed to him for righteousness. His faith was attributed to him for righteousness. Righteousness, and your faith also will be attributed to you as righteousness. When you believe God, without faith it's impossible to please Him, and that is where our righteousness comes, when we believe that on the cross He took our sins and He washed our sins away with His blood. Let's get right into our study. The Egyptian deities, whether they be representative of humans or animal forms, the Mesopotamian gods were usually depicted as humans, although some were linked with animals, and the guardian of wisdom and fresh water was associated with fish. The symbol of Nergal, god of the netherworld, is a mace with a lion's head. Not only were the gods thought to resemble human beings, they also represented both the best and worst of human behavior. They were capricious, alternately benign and malicious, and were believed to engage in periodic drinking bouts, carousing in the heavens, while ignoring their subjects on earth. Now, if that isn't a god for you, I don't know what is. But this view was nothing like the concept of God that was developing among the patriarchal families. Their god was not associated with any one element or force, but was all things. He could not be symbolized by an animal or a sun, and was never pictured with a human face or form. In fact, he was the one powerful god of the ancient Near East who was never pictured at all. In one sense, he was unknowable, yet in the same time, his father spoke to him directly, not through an image. Neither did Abraham and his descendants see God as a capricious force who ignored his people. He was always there, everywhere. If he grew angry and punished individuals or societies, as he ultimately did at Sodom, his actions were seen as just. And God continually made it clear to Abraham that the way to please him was to turn away from evil, to lead a good life, and certainly it had to be easier to know what sort of behavior was acceptable to God if he could be depended on as to be reasonable and fair. In any case, the rituals of faith that developed was with the patriarchs were far simpler than those of the religions around them. And God desired worship, of course. The Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Canaanites alike built elaborate complexes of temples and related buildings that were set off from the rest of the community by a high wall. Important Babylonian temples were generally set on top of ziggurats, stepped towers that soared as high as 300 feet. Canaanite and Egyptian temples were often built as pillared halls, and only priests were allowed to enter the sacred places and tend to the deity who was believed to be dwelling there. Inside, they would regularly feed, clothe, and bathe a statue of a god. You know, if you have to feed and clothe and bathe your god, it's not much of a god, if you ask me. How about you? It's that is kind of ridiculous. Either way, they would feed and clothe and bathe their statue of a god, which they believed to be alive, during festivals, which could last for days, and statues were removed from the temples and carried out into the courtyard or streets in special processions that allowed ordinary people the chance to honor the great gods. You know, every once in a while they would put their god on display. Isn't that something? The rituals, the deity seemed to have voracious appetites for the offerings of food and sacrificial gifts that were made to please or appease them. The burning of offerings and the other sacrificial rituals were usually carried out by an altar or sanctuary at the site associated with the god. This might be one of the grand temples, but it just as easily could be a hill or a man-made mound that brought the offering closer to the god. There was often a measure of sympathetic magic in these rituals. For instance, the Babylonians believed that by pouring water, they could encourage a god to bring rain. And the Canaanites believed that reciting spells would kill their enemies. Can you imagine that? The, you know, people, human nature is very, very predictable, aren't they? It just amazes you. Now, the patriarch's religious practices resembled those of the neighbors in some ways. But there were important differences, such as putting aside the magical rituals and the worship of idols. They acknowledged God by making offerings of food and drink and animal sacrifice, but according to the same, to some interpreters, God made it clear that he did not want human sacrifice from them when he spared Isaac's life. The altars and sanctuaries that the patriarchs built were simple, too. A circle of stones, perhaps built up near a site where God had made his presence known to them. There was a sanctuary at Shechem and others at Bethel, Mamre, Beersheba. Some of these were the same sites that the Canaanites used for their rituals. But the patriarchs raised their own simple stone altars and worshipped only one god, the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that is the important thing here. You know, you hear so much about Islam, and they're trying to take over. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, is take over. The problem is their god, Allah, is not the same God. It's not the same God by any means as Elohim or Yahweh, Yahweshua, Jesus. Not the same God at all. Not even low. Don't even think of this God, Allah, as being God. It's not. So don't mistake it. There's only one God, and the Jewish God will never tell someone to blow themselves up or to kill someone in the name of the Lord. So it's not the same God, folks, so don't get it confused. Now, the golden bull was with the face of a bearded man is typically associated with the Mesopotamian sun god, Shamash. He was seen not only as a beneficent god, but as a god who had high moral standards. One prayer to Shamash said in part, "Whatever has breath, you shepherd equally, you are their keeper above and below." Now, some of these gods had the depiction and symbolized good. Some, but it was not God at all. The wrong God. You know, there's only one God, and that's Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh. And they're only one God, and don't get it confused with any other gods. You know, so many nowadays are trying to put God and Allah and the God of some other wild religion, Eastern, whether it be Eastern or whether it be Arab or whatever. Oh, it's the same God, Brother Hansen. It's a same God. They worship the same God as the Jews. No, they don't. You know, I'll argue that all day. And I know exactly who their God is. And it is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is their God, Allah, which is a God that's started out as a moon god, a crescent moon. Look at their flag. Started out as a moon god. And then they evolved it into something else. And you know, you can make anything your god. You can say it's the only god. You know, you can make a frog, a picture or a molding of a frog, and you can call it the only one god. And that's what they do. They have this rock that they walk around when they have their rituals. They have a rock they walk around, and this is supposedly some kind of a god or something of their god. So don't get it, and don't think that this is any kind of association with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Islam is the devil, Satan. And you cannot mix the two up, because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the creator. The God of Islam is Satan. And that's exactly what it is. So let's go on. You know, I'm going to stop there because we got some other things I'd like to cover tomorrow in tomorrow's study. So let's go ahead and end the study there, because I'm starting another chapter of information on these patriarchs and their gods, because it's very important. You get an idea. Because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a totally different God than the patriarchs of the Uruk and some of these other Babylonians, those that were camped along the Euphrates River, that not the same God. They were out there on the same, sometimes they used the same place to worship, but that doesn't mean it was the same God. They would be up there on the same altar sometimes, but it doesn't mean that it was the same God. You can use someone else's altar, but you can worship a different God. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. I'd love to hear from you. Just shoot us that email. Let us know you're listening. And call us at 928-368-6766. Let us know that you're listening also by phone. Just shoot us a short message. And if you'd like to be on radio, if you're a pastor, a preacher, or minister, or anything, we have a very, very reasonable situation here. And you can get on radio as well if you like, and you have something to share from God. Let us know, and we'll give you the details. And please write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.